great to have you company wherever you might be listening. It's going to be one of the biggest TV events around the world, not just in the US tomorrow when the NFL draft takes place. It's across a couple of days. Looking forward to the first round tomorrow. And I think Aaron Sipos, former Saints star, is looking forward to the rounds after that when his name might get called out as a punter by a team like maybe Detroit, who's spoken to him, or Atlanta, or even New York. I'm not sure where he'd prefer to go to, but I'm sure he just prefers to get picked up. The 27-year-old ex-Saint's been good enough to join me from Auburn, Alabama. Welcome to you, Aaron. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So talk me through it as it stands right now. You've had contact from a couple of teams, I understand, that are maybe interested in your services and maybe going to pluck your name out.
Yeah, I mean, it's all going reasonably well at the moment, which is good. It's obviously a bit of an unknown time, but I've had a few clubs speak to me, and you know, hopefully it all works out. But yeah, it's obviously a bit of an uncertain period, but I'm looking forward to the next few days.
So you've been playing. Take me back. Obviously, you've been playing at Alabama at Auburn, and you've been a punter there as kind of a backup punter, and you've emerged in the last season as someone who's a serious contender at the age of 27 to get an NFL contract. And if you don't get an NFL contract, there's still that opportunity alive for you in the future because you've put your name on people's radars and you can be a punter till way late in your 30s.
That's correct. Yeah, I came over here at the start of midway through 2018 and had to earn my position and was able to do that, and spent the last two seasons playing for Auburn University. It was a great time, and yeah, thought it might be the right time to try and put my name into the draft. And yeah, if my name doesn't get called out over the next few days, then there's still certainly opportunities afterwards to sign as a free agent and you know, give myself a chance to make a roster.
So there's been a lot of talk about the draft itself and how big a TV event it's going to be tomorrow. I'm not sure what your lockdown situation will be with so many people in the US in lockdown at the moment. I presume everybody's eyes are going to be on it. Firstly, what's your lockdown situation like at the moment?
Yeah, it's all pretty quiet. You know, Auburn, Alabama is a country town, and when there isn't 30,000 students here, it's certainly very, very quiet. So there's not a lot going on at the moment. All states and that are pretty much are in lockdown, and I don't know when it's going to change, but yeah, that's kind of the situation at the moment, which I'm sure is the case for everybody else back in Australia. So yeah, that's kind of how it is at the moment.
So have you been able to kick?
Yeah, I have been. I've actually been able to find a couple of fields to go work out, just as long as I'm doing it by myself or not with, you know, more than three people. So there's been a couple of fields that have been available, which has been good. So yeah, I've still been able to get some of my training in, which has been really handy.
So do you have other people you can train with, or is it a lot of it kicking into a net?
I have a couple of other people that I can train with, but most of the time I'm still able to obviously spend it all outdoors and actually use a football field to be able to show and where I'm, how far I'm kicking the ball and how high I'm kicking the ball, which has been a real plus. So I haven't had to spend too much time kicking into a net, which is good. Yeah, it's been really handy being able to go out and actually still get on a field and do some proper kicking.
Is there anything in the US like a golf simulator where you kick into a screen and it gets your trajectory and takes the ball, at least on the screen, where it was going to go?
Oh, I wish there was, to be honest. That would be really, really good. But nothing's been designed, I think, at the moment. But you might be onto something. So who knows if that happens in the future.
Been talking to a couple of people about it. So we'll pass that on in the US and make it your idea if you can get it to work. Because I'd like to see more.
That would be
people.
A great idea.
I'd like to see more AFL players kicking on both sides. When I was you know, trying to make it in the AFL system, and your career and my career are kind of the same. You were at the Saints for, 28 games over four seasons. I was at the Cats for 50 over five seasons. But, you know, I spent a summer's hiring squash courts to kick to myself quite a lot because that was the only way of improving my left side when I came to Geelong, just spending the hours on kicking. They can't do that necessarily now, but Talk me through your evolution as a kicker from just an AFL player to a punter, as you are now, essentially. But your kicking evolution, because the repetition is such an important thing. The ball drop, repeating the ball drop is such an important thing. It's not just the leg swing through, but perfecting the ball drop is such an essential part.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt. Obviously, we grow up kicking the football our whole life, but there's certainly some different mechanics behind kicking the NFL ball and, as you said, particularly the ball drop. So I do focus on that a lot. It's not as easy as what we probably make it out to be, and it certainly has its challenges. But, yeah, I focus on it a ton to be able to make sure that I just have it in the same spot every single time, because, unfortunately, if you don't put it in the right spot every single time, then it's not going to be as effective, and the ball can come off the side of your boot and you're in a little bit of trouble. So the ball drop's definitely one thing. My footwork as well, obviously only being able to do it off two or three steps, I've really got to make sure that I don't really like overstride and I keep myself nice and compact to be really effective in that aspect too. So there are definitely a couple of things that I focus on to make sure that I'm effective every single time I kick the ball.
With an AFL ball, you have eyes on the target. You don't watch the ball all the way down. What's it like as a punter? Do you watch the ball all the way down, just presuming you've got the protection around you and you don't have to have eyes on bodies or where it's going first up?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. Again, growing up with the sport, of AFL, your peripheral vision's obviously pretty good and you're able to adapt to that. So I feel like that's actually a bit of an advantage, if anything. If you trust your hands and trust your ball drop, then you are able to kind of see what's in front of you a little bit. And if you have to make a slight adjustment, then I think you're able to do so in a very short amount of time. So I think it's a bit of an advantage. And if I continue to work on, my hands, then, I'm able to go out there and see if there is anything coming my way. I'm able to make those quick adjustments and still get the ball off in time.
Do you wear gloves?
I don't. No, I'd rather not, to be honest. Those gloves are really, really sticky here. It's quite surprising how sticky they are. I actually get a bit surprised when wide receivers don't actually catch the ball, to be honest. I might sound a bit brutal or anything like that, but they're unbelievably sticky, and it probably wouldn't work for me as a punter, so I'd rather just not have them and just trust my hands.
So who has spoken to you, and what kind of number do you have an upside as to where you might go and what you might what stage of the draft you might get your name pulled out of?
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to the Detroit Lions and Atlanta Falcons. They've been the two teams that have really, consistently spoken to me probably since the NFL Combine back in the end of February, and it's been some really positive conversations. I don't really know how it is all going to pan out, but, for a punter, I guess it's anywhere between the fifth and seventh round that you have an opportunity to be drafted normally. So that's what I'm hoping for. And I know those teams have a couple of picks in that range, and hopefully one of them's used on me. But, if not, then obviously the free agency side of things is there. And, I'll certainly make the most of that opportunity as well.
Talking to Aaron Sipoff, former Saint, now hoping to be picked up in the NFL draft, which starts tomorrow, but it's across the next couple of days. Can I ask you about the pay range that you might be looking at if you get picked up as a first-year player? And just the contract situation in the US is a bit different to ours here. They can cut you at any time, even if they do pick you up.
That's correct. I mean, When you do get drafted or you sign as a free agent, if you get drafted, it's normally a 4-year contract that they give you. And as a free agent, it's normally a 3-year contract starting in your rookie year. You can get cut at any time. That's how brutal the business is. If you do get drafted, then you're lucky enough to have a decent signing bonus, I guess. And that's where is what they call your guaranteed money. But in a free agent, it kind of depends a little bit. You may not get any signing bonus or anything like that to start off with. But yeah, it does vary between each draft pick, and there's certainly the higher draft pick you are, then I guess the more guaranteed money you are assured.
And the pay range of the guaranteed money, what's a normal rough estimate?
If you're a if you're the first pick in the draft, you're looking pretty comfortable, and your signing bonus is about $20 million. So whoever the first pick is, obviously, is a very wealthy man from the start, and he doesn't have to play a game, which isn't too bad, I guess. And then it kind of, as you keep going further down, second, third round, it ranges anywhere between $3 million and in the second round, all the way down to the seventh round, being about $100,000. So, obviously, it's all a bonus and a big plus, and some people are very, very fortunate to be able to have that. And if I'm one of those guys, and then I'm extremely grateful. And if not, then that's okay. I'll be able to hopefully get to work and make it another way.
And you're quite happy being in the US. It's been a nice transition for you. You suggest that you hooked up with Nathan Chapman and Pro Kick Australia. Would you suggest that as a route for other players who can kick the ball like you can, but their AFL career doesn't quite get to where you wanted it to get to?
Yeah, absolutely. I do highly recommend it. I think Chappie did a great job giving me every opportunity to come and play, in the college system over here. And for guys that think they've still got the capability to be able to kick the ball really, really well, but want kind of a different way of going about it, then yeah, I certainly recommend it. The last 2.5 years, last 2 years have been awesome over here. I've been able to experience it with my wife too, which has been awesome. And, not everyone's going to be in the situation with having a wife and things like that, but it's certainly worth coming over here and shaking it up. And I know guys like Ben Lennon and Ben Griffiths have done the same, that used to be at the Tigers, and, hopefully they're on a similar path to what I am.
And a couple of more quick ones. Do you expect Joe Burrow to be number one? Is that just a given that he goes to Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I do. I do think he's going to be the first pick in the draft come tomorrow night. And he's a super talent. I've been able to watch him a couple of times. We've played against him a couple of times as well. And he's a very, very good player. And I think he'll be a great player in the league for a long time.
And how big Auburn? How big a university is it? Is it like a small city? Is it like a Ballarat kind of... that kind of size? How big is Auburn, and are you blown away by how much they follow their college football and basketball over there?
Oh, I'm amazed by how big a following it is. It's like their second religion over here. It's unbelievable. So, we have 90,000 fans come to our games every single week. If we play an away game, again, similar kind of crowd, but we have so many people come and follow us and support us, which is amazing. And they live and breathe it here. They truly do. And it's an amazing, spectacle, and truly grateful for that. And the town itself isn't massive. I wouldn't say it's the size of Ballarat, but I think that, obviously when all the students are here, it does feel that way with the amount of people that are walking around and things like that too. So it's been a great place to live for the last couple of years, but hopefully I can make the move to a bigger city for a big occasion.
And their status of their college, where they went to college, and once an Auburn Tiger, you're always an Auburn Tiger, that kind of in your blood kind of background for wherever you went, that's who you are for the rest of your life?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, college system over here is obviously, once you've come in, you're an alumni, and they see you as an Auburn alumni for the rest of your life. And the contacts that you're able to make over here and that as well to give you an opportunity. I mean, so many people from Auburn University are up in high places in the corporate world now and things like that. And it's just actually a really good opportunity to be able to work for those people when you're finished and create contacts. So that's certainly other aspect of the university here. And you got to be able to use that to your advantage as well.
Well, I was planning to go to the Super Bowl next year after being in Miami, Aaron, but I won't be able to see you in the Super Bowl next year. Good luck. I'll be watching it on TV.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Aaron Sipos, former St Kilda star and NFL draftee, hopefully, in the draft that starts tomorrow but runs over a couple of days. What a moment it must be for Aaron after playing in front of, close to 100,000 at Auburn in Alabama, and all of a sudden a chance to jump into the biggest sports system in the world. We'll take a break. You're with Dwayne's World.